Chapter 8. The Mother. A few moments later, their guide came back and signalled to them to follow him. They soon found themselves on a wide terrace. Below, they could see the square of the pueblo, crowded with Indians. Drums were still playing. Suddenly, there was the sound of singing. They heard hundreds of men's voices together. Then silence. Then women's voices. A moment later, in the square, a group of Indians appeared, covered with masks and paint. They danced faster and faster around the square. The crowd began to sing loudly. The leader of the dancers ran to a big wooden box at one end of the square and pulled out a pair of black snakes. The crowd shouted. He threw the snakes to the dancers and pulled some more out of the box. Then he gave a signal and the snakes were thrown down in the middle of the square. An old man lifted his hand and immediately there was silence. A boy of about 18 came out of the crowd and stood in front of the old man. The old man made the sign of the cross over the boy, who then began to walk slowly round the snakes. One of the masked dancers came towards him, holding a whip, and whipped the boy's back several times. The boy made no sound. He continued walking slowly, his body covered in blood. Lenina put her hands over her face and began to cry. Suddenly the boy fell down on the ground. The dancers ran towards him, took the snakes, and ran out of the square. Three old women carried the boy away. Lenina was still crying.
That was horrible, she said. All that blood! Oh, why didn't I bring my soma?
Bernard heard footsteps behind him and turned around. A young man was coming onto the terrace. He was dressed in Indian clothes, but his hair was blonde, his skin was white, and his eyes were blue.
"Hello, good morrow," the young man said in strange English. "You're civilized, aren't you? You come from the other place, outside the reservation."
"Who are you?" Bernard asked in surprise.
"A very unhappy gentleman," the young man answered with a sigh. "Why wouldn't they let me be the sacrifice? I'd have walked round the snakes much longer. They could have had twice as much blood from me, but they wouldn't let me. They dislike me for my white skin. It's always been like that."
Lenina couldn't believe what he was saying. "Do you mean to say that you wanted to be whipped?" she asked.
"Yes, for the pueblo, to make the rain come and the maize grow, and to please the gods," the young man replied, turning towards Lenina.
He looked at her, fascinated. It was the first time in his life that he had seen a young woman whose face wasn't brown and whose hair was dark gold. Lenina smiled at him.
"What a handsome boy," she thought, "with a really beautiful body."
Her look made the young man feel shy, and he looked down. When he looked up, she was still smiling at him. Keeping his eyes on Bernard's face, the young man told them about himself. He was called John, and he lived on the reservation with Linda, his mother. The word made Lenina embarrassed. Linda had come from the other place long ago, before he was born, with a man who was his father. One day, while she was walking in the mountains, she fell and hurt her head. Suddenly, Bernard was very interested. Some hunters from Malpais found her and brought her to the pueblo. Linda had never seen John's father again. His name was Tomakin.
"That must be the director," Bernard thought excited. "His name is Thomas."
John took Bernard and Lenina to the hut where he and Linda lived. It was separated from the village, and there was an unpleasant smell inside it. A very fat blonde woman, sitting on a dirty blanket,
stared at the strangers, her mouth open. Her two front teeth were missing, and the others were in bad condition. Her face was wrinkled, her breasts and stomach were enormous, and she smelt of alcohol. Her appearance made Lenina feel ill. Suddenly, the woman ran to embrace Lenina. Ford, it was horrible. Lenina thought that she would vomit.
Oh, if you only knew how I've suffered, Linda said. And now, after all these years, to see a civilized face and civilized clothes, I thought I would never see any of those again. It's been horrible. And without any soma. There was only a drink of mezcal when Poppy used to bring it. Poppy was a man I used to know. But the mezcal made me feel so bad afterwards, and I was so humiliated. Me, a beta, having a baby. It wasn't my fault. I took all the precautions, but I still became pregnant.
Lenina could hardly listen to the last word.
I remember how all the dirt used to upset me, Linda said. I had a terrible cut on my head when they first brought me here. They put dirt on it. I used to tell them, civilization is sterilization, but they didn't understand. Look at these clothes, she continued. You're supposed to mend your clothes if they get torn. Imagine! I'm a beta. I worked in the fertilizing room. Nobody ever taught me how to mend. And we had to buy new clothes to help the economy. It's all different here. Everything they do is mad.
John and Bernard went outside, but Lenina stayed in the hut with Linda.
You're supposed to marry, Linda said. Nobody is supposed to be with more than one person. And if you have more than one partner, people think you're very bad.
Lenina was now listening carefully.
Once, a lot of women came and attacked me, Linda said, because I had been with their men. It was terrible. And they don't know anything about contraceptives or decanting. They're having children all the time, like dogs.
It must be terrible, Lenina said quietly.
I had a child too, Linda said. But John was a great comfort to me, even though he was upset every time a man came to see me. Once he even tried to kill one of the men. I couldn't make him understand that this was how civilized people behaved. John spent a lot of time with the Indians, but I still tried to condition him a little, Linda continued. But there was so much I didn't know. I mean, when a child asks you how a helicopter works or who made the world,
well, what can you answer if you're a beta who has always worked in the fertilizing room?
How stupid of me to leave my soma at the rest house, Lenina thought.
I've never needed it so much.